Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Leprechaun, Back to the Hood.
I watched the second half of Leprechaun, Back to the Hood.
And this is the other half. Watch till you can't!
Lord have mercy. End my life. Boy, oh boy, when I was like, man, Leprechaun in the Hood? It's whatever. It's not bad.
Yeah, there's some
jokes. You get the leprechaun back. Mm-hmm. At the very least, sure, there's some problematic jokes, but at least they're making jokes. They're having fun.
This is not a fun
movie.
There's
nothing fun about this, man.
It's like a tragedy.
It's so bad.
It's sad. It's bad. Yeah.
Like, at least in Leprechaun in space, they're doing weird shit. This is just like, what if we took Leprechaun in the Hood and took
all the fun out of it.
Every single bit of fun out of it.
Yeah.
And made it like serious. And it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are you? You've lost your way. I had some creative differences. This fucker's back. Oh. I've had some creative differences, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. With the creative.
This is when I decided to jump ship.
I can tell.
I'm going to put the Lex Leprechaun movie you see, if you see it.
If we see it.
Is a completely different leprechaun.
Okay, you don't stand behind that one.
I do not stand behind that.
Was this a contractual obligation?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I tried to work with this guy. I'm beyond a level with you, boys.
Mm.
I wanted to have fun.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to have the good old days. I'm honestly having the good old days with you now.
Oh,
you know?
That's good to know.
I'm reminiscing, watching you in the bathroom. Great times, you know?
Yeah.
I lived a rough life. Mm. You know, it's rough being out there for Leprechaun. There's not many of us.
I'm not going to feel bad for you as much as you're talking about this.
I'm trying to get some empathy.
Yeah.
I will say I apologize for this movie.
Well.
I do not apologize for In Space because we are trying something.
Yeah, that's true.
But I feel like this one, we're just riding the coattails of great.
It really does feel like there's two movies happening at once. And one is like a very boring, bland, like dramatic film about people who like are poor. And sad, and then a leprechaun shows
Leprechaun's
up.
Here,
yeah,
to fuck shit
to
up,
to make things worse.
Yeah, and like not even be funny about it.
No,
he's just
does
there.
He rhyme? Like I don't remember.
He doesn't fucking rhyme a single moment. Yeah. I think that's how I grade these movies.
Is the rhyming
honest. Like in the back of my mind? I'm like,
so you want leprechaun? So I'm gonna guess that you think Leprechaun in the Hood is probably the best one because that's the one rhymes the most.
Maybe, but. You know, that was the saving grace of that movie. You know, that carried a movie that probably is not very good. Is not, well, is
this
objectively
one,
not good.
Oh, my God.
This is like, oh, my God, dude. What were they doing?
I don't know. And what's really crazy is, like, so I looked up, I sometimes look up actors, like, what did they do after this? They all went off to, like, very successful careers, you know? Like, they're clearly, like, well-established. Like,
the acting wasn't bad in this. Honestly, the acting was probably... This is one of the best acting movies.
I 100% agree.
Out of all of them, which is crazy.
But that's why it's boring, is because everyone's giving such a real performance.
Everyone is trying too hard.
Yeah, like, the main lady, Emily, like, she's really fucking good.
She's really good.
Like, genuinely better, like, probably the best protagonist in any of these movies as far as, like, just, like, as an acting.
As a character, I care about her the most.
Yeah, like, 100%.
She's probably the best. Since Jennifer Aniston. Really.
I think she's even better than Jennifer
Aniston. I think
Aniston.
In a lot of ways she is.
Yeah, like, and all these characters have, like, you know, they're goofy. Like, oh, God, what's the, Jamie's, like, a dope, you know. Lisa, I mean, she dies in your half of the movie.
She dies, yeah, you saw that happen.
Yeah, I saw that happening.
Roy.
And then, Roy's great.
Yeah, Roy's good.
I love Roy.
He's got trouble, but he's got a heart, you know.
He's got a heart of gold.
Even though he's kind of greedy. But he's working through it.
He's greedy because he
I don't know his backstory.
I'll give you a little bit. So apparently Emily gave loaned him a bunch of money, and he wanted to pay her back, but he could only pay her back through the drug money because he sells drugs.
Ah,
and she didn't want to. She wanted.
This
to
is
take
like
that.
This is like they tried, you know, Drinking Your Juice, that movie.
Yes. Yeah.
This is like the movies they make fun of.
Yes.
But
somehow. Yeah.
A leprechaun is in it. Like, it's trying to be so serious about, like, real problems.
Yeah.
People facing with poverty in the hood.
Yeah.
And then the fucking leprechaun's running around.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What are we doing here? You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Because the leprechaun suffers from it being so serious, and the movie suffers from being so serious, or trying to be serious, and a fucking weird-ass green guy's running around.
Yeah.
Like, is it trying to be like, it's an allegory for greed? that the leprechaun is here. It's like, no, it's a fucking weird ass leprechaun.
And we've seen that in the past work well, because it's like, it took place in like Vegas, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was already so over the top and cartoony.
But they
know?
Also still like played with it and still had fun with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is no
this
fun.
This is not fun.
Not fun at all. Yeah.
It's such a bizarre, I did not expect for this to go. Especially the name like Back to the Hood.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
You're like, this is gonna be the most fun one yet.
And you know what? From the very beginning, I had really high hopes, because the movie opens with is there a psychic in your half of the movie?
Yes.
So she's the one that, like, she has a book called Leprechaun, the Leprechaun book. Uh-huh. She opens it to chapter 6. This is the sixth movie.
Cute.
Yeah. And it opens with fully hand-drawn animation. Really well done. Hand-drawn animation, 2D,
wow.
Hand-drawn animation, really well-animated stuff.
Wow, coming from you, that's impressive.
I was really impressed. I was like, this is like Disney-level quality shit.
Wow, I kind of want to watch this part.
It was good, and it was like, I mean, it was sketchy, but it was like paper, but pencil and paper, but like that added to like its character.
Yeah.
It was great, and it set up the lore of like where the leprechauns came from. Basically, the idea is like there was this king who wanted gold so bad, he was like a bad king.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then the nature basically spawned all of these different leprechauns. And the leprechauns were only there to, keep the gold from falling into the hands of evil men.
Yeah.
And then after the king died, all the leprechauns returned to nature, except for one.
Who became evil. Which, honestly, pretty cool lore.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's way cooler lore.
That's a
than
really good way of setting this guy
Instead
up.
Of, like, I'm the leprechaun. I'm your fuck. Hey, I resent that.
That's
like,
how
that's,
the movies compare
you,
man.
That's how a lot
you,
of them are, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's true. But it's like, this is why he's like this. Not all leprechauns are like this. Like, where the leprechauns come from? Why are they so attracted to the gold? Like,
uh-huh.
I don't know. Like, all this is working pretty well. And again, it's told like with beautiful 2D animation. I was like, I was so ready. I'm like, this is going to be the hidden leprechaun movie.
People are sleeping on this one.
People are sleeping on this leprechaun movie. No.
No.
People fell asleep during this leprechaun movie. Exactly. So now we cut to modern day. Well, kind of modern day. And we see a priest.
Is it modern day for the setting? Or is it like...
Well, so basically this is semi-modern day, but then we have another flash forward from this moment. So it's kind of modern day. And we see a priest, and he finds a rainbow in the middle of like a construction site.
I love it. They're bringing back the rainbow.
The rainbow's coming back. And this is lore that says that the rainbow will always point to where the leprechaun's gold is.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Got it.
Which is great, which is true.
Yeah.
And the leprechaun shows up and he's like, give me back me gold. I know you've got it. And it's revealed that this priest has stolen the leprechaun's gold, not out of greed.
I'm sorry. I can't believe how tired I am of hearing
the word leprechaun.
Hearing leprechaun say, give me back me gold.
I know, dude.
I can't believe I'm tired of that.
Imagine how tired Warwick must have been at this point.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is why he quit.
I don't blame him.
Also, contractual obligations.
Of course, right. Contractually obligated to
but
not.
But also, like,
yeah.
I'm but just like, so, like, fucking done.
Remember how much fun we were having in the first two movies? We're like,
yeah.
Isn't this fucking crazy? The leprechaun wants gold so bad. Now it's like, I fucking don't care.
I don't give a fuck about him giving his gold anymore. He's not having fun with it enough.
Well, and in this case, so the priest stole his gold, which now we realize not even the leprechaun's gold. The leprechaun has just hoarded it, you know?
Yeah.
Weirder. Yeah, so it's like the priest stole the gold because he wanted to create a youth center. And so he wanted to use the gold
for a
noble purpose. But he has to hide it. And then the priest is murdered by the leprechaun. And
what's the rules if you like convert that gold? I guess if you sell the gold and like convert it into like liquefy it into like actual like dollars, you know, in the bank,
then
like,
you'll probably be safe. But whoever took the gold,
that's so easy then.
Mm?
That's so easy. Just go sell the gold somewhere.
Maybe he didn't have the chance.
I guess not.
So yeah. So he's finding out.
I'm gonna solve it. I'm gonna go find the leprechaun pot of gold. I know exactly what to do.
I'm gonna fucking leprechaun right over there.
Shut the fuck up, Shut the fuck up.
Don't get him getting wise.
Fucking aggressive.
I know. Seriously. So
don't you put that on air? Cut this shit out.
So the priest is able to dispatch the leprechaun using clover water. Like, I think water infused with clovers.
Oh my God.
Like holy water.
I
with
love
the
idea that you go to a hotel and it's like, no, we don't have cucumber water here. We have clover water. It's to keep the leprechauns
away. That
must
taste like shit.
Oh
too,
my
right?
God. It just tastes like grass.
It just tastes like grass. And so he sprays the clover water on him, and then he like uses God to banish the leprechaun back to where he came from.
Why didn't we think of this before? Just get God on your side.
There you go. He's a fucking Protestant, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like all, I think what it is all of the other leprechauns from nature's hands come out of the ground and grab him and try to return him to nature.
Oh, wow.
From whence he came.
This is cool.
This is great. Right? This is great. This is a great opening.
I love this setup.
And then the priest dies and no one knows where the gold is buried. So the youth center isn't built.
Oh. Shame.
And so a year later, the youth center's not built, and we see our three protagonists. We see Lisa, who dies in the year after the movie.
Yep.
We see Emily, who works at a salon.
Okay.
And we see Jamie.
Oh, interesting.
Jamie's friends with them, and Jamie's like, "Hey, you work at a salon. I want to work at a salon. I can like, you know." And they're like, "You can't cut hair." And he's like, "Yeah, but I can cut pubic hair." And I'm like, this is like what this movie thinks is funny.
No.
But then, and this is like funny.
I feel like I've suddenly stepped into a different movie.
Well, so this is happening. But then there's this really beautiful moment where Emily's like, she's talking to like Lisa. And she's like, "Lisa, why doesn't anything good ever happen around here? This youth center was supposed to turn things around. And they never made it. And it's so upsetting that like nothing good happens." And it's like, whoa.
What are we doing? This is some serious shit.
Yeah, like, whoa. And they're like, yeah, just good things just don't happen to us. I'm like, God damn, dog. And like, these actors are trying. Like,
yeah, man.
These actors are giving it their
That's
all.
The thing is like.
It's like they were not told that they're in a leprechaun movie.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Because the acting is very good.
It's legitimately
they're
good.
Like, this is going to be on the theater. We're not releasing this in the theater.
It really is like Jamie's over here like talking about he wants to like cut pubic hair and like give girls massages at the salon. And then they just cut to like this other scene where these girls are like fucking doing like Shakespearean level like acting.
Talking about class and race and all that.
It's sad, man. We are also introduced to Watson, who's like the bad guy. He's like a Watson.
Oh,
yeah.
He's just a gangbanger.
He's a gangbanger. And I guess Jamie owes him money. And sure. So he like picks Jamie up and like shakes him
like
by his
cartoon
feet.
Character?
Yes, like a
fuck?
Cartoon character.
That's what's so weird about this movie is it feels like they're trying to do something.
It's never.
And
funny.
Then they have weird cartoon shit afterwards that undercuts all the seriousness of it.
Well, they have to have the cartoon shit because there's a leprechaun in the movie, you know.
Yeah, but like,
but the
balance is so it's doing it so ineptly, you know.
Well, that's what's so weird about the movie is like. It's weird because the aspects of the movie that actually genuinely work are like the sad emotional moments.
Yeah.
Those beats rock because of the actors that you've got.
And it really shows how much it matters to have like a competent director and scriptwriter to like really pull like the moments of like seriousness together.
Right.
With moments of levity. I mean, you know, obviously this is a much different movie, but Everything Everywhere All at Once is like a hilarious movie, but also like really hits all its emotional beats and nails it. And that's not easy to do, as you can tell.
I mean, I would even compare this to, like, Leprechaun 3. Remember where, like, one of the guys is turning into a leprechaun and, like, getting all hairy and, like, doing an awful Irish accent in Vegas? And then they're, like, taking it seriously, but, like, that's funny in and of itself, you know?
Right, right. But that's funny, but they're, like, not trying to make a big statement
right.
An emotional response to, like, the human condition.
Right.
It's just kind of, like,
fair.
Goofy boof.
But that's, like, that's how that could work is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The difference here is, like, the acting in this movie is so much better than the script or the direction.
Yeah.
Like, it's really amazing. And this is... the movie's not good. I'm already going to come out and say the movie is not good. But you should watch this movie if you want to go like, what? Like, when you watch a movie and you're like, oh, this actor's so bad. It's like, maybe it's not the actor. Maybe it's the director. And like, this is a situation where like, these actors are truly
giving
this.
They're killing it.
They are giving like everything. Oscar-winning performances here.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's pretty
damn good, though.
It's Oscar-nominated performances.
I'll say Oscar-nominated.
Oscar-nominated performances.
I would say the Golden Globe would look at them.
Yeah, they deserve it. And then the Leprechauns would be like, Golden Globe.
Golden Globes?
Yeah.
I didn't know they'd come in that big. I would love a globe that's made of gold.
Get out of here, Leprechaun. Yeah. So Jamie's picked up by his feet and they try to shake the money off of him. What happens next? They can't find.
I don't know, man.
Oh, right. Oh, we also learned that Emily wants to go to college in Kansas.
Ew.
I don't know why.
Sorry about everyone in Kansas there. I just said ew to your entire state. I apologize.
You just said ew to the colleges in Kansas. You didn't say ew to Kansas.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Mm. Your education system is bad. But let me tell you, the Kansas City Chiefs are winners. Oh, I can't say. Oh, fuck. Kansas City's not even in Kansas. Did you know that?
What?
Kansas City is not in Kansas.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Kansas City. It's in Missouri.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So there's not a city called Kansas City in Kansas?
No.
Wow. So that's pretty embarrassing, you know what? Kansas.
Fuck Kansas.
Fuck Kansas. They're like, oh, we misplaced it. Oh, it's in Missouri somehow.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All the successful shit's in there.
it's interesting actually, because Emily says this at the salon, and everyone in the salon's making fun of her, like, why do you want to go to Kansas? Why do you want to go all the way for there? And they're like, and they call her Dorothy.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I wrote the script.
You did write the script.
I'm sorry.
And it's bad. You shouldn't write any more scripts.
I had some notes, but you didn't take
them. You probably should have taken notes from the Leprechaun.
I would have had 10 times more jacking off.
Fucking, yeah, right. But Ethan, you know, he just finished watching The Wire. He's like, I'm going to make a movie all about, like, class. And, you know, and race.
Systematic issues that oppress poor people.
Yeah.
That's boring. Just have him jacking off. He just really loves jacking off so much.
It's his big
that
thing.
Fucking bottle, dude.
Get away from my bottle.
You're drinking beer now.
I'm drinking beer. He doesn't want the beer. No, he wants whiskey.
He wants whiskey.
He's Irish.
Yeah.
We see Rory. He's a cool guy. He drives a motorcycle and he drinks Powerade. One of the guys.
When's the last time you drank Powerade?
I've never drank Powerade.
You've never drank Powerade?
Never drank it. I never wanted any of that shit.
You never had Gatorade either?
I might have had Gatorade once and I hated it and I
really?
Never drank it again. Yeah, my brother was really into Gatorade. He was in like football.
Oh,
and stuff,
yeah, yeah,
so.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really good when you're hungover.
Mm.
I don't know. I kind of like
that's probably the only time I've had Gatorade
I
is
like
when
Powerade.
I was hungover.
It's fine.
Is it better than Gatorade?
I would not be able to tell the difference. I feel like Powerade is more drinkable. Like Gatorade is more like in your face. Like, oh man, look at those electrolytes.
It's in your face. You sweat it out.
You
and
sweat
you're
it
sweating
out.
It
those
out.
Old commercials.
Yeah,
I don't know if those commercials still exist where they advertise it like that.
I've never seen a Gatorade commercial until like since then. You
right?
Know?
Like I feel like they disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they've
rebranded like,
Powerade.
We're done. We can't do better than this.
Yeah.
But Powerade,
we walk away.
Powerade's like more drinkable because you can get it at like the what are those Coke free machines or whatever?
Oh.
You can kind of get them more mainstream. I've had them a couple times. They're solid. It's solid.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that you can't tell the difference because one of Watson's gang is like, "Hey, man, you're drinking Gatorade," and Rory's like, "You fucking illiterate idiot! I'm drinking Powerade, moron."
Okay, Powerade definitely paid. This is the marketing budget Powerade did.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're
like, "We're gonna invest in this movie called Leprechaun Back to the Hood," and it's really gonna boost our portfolio. Like, is that movie coming out in theaters? Don't ask.
Don't ask. Don't worry about it. We give him a lot of money so that the main character Rory can drink it. He drives a motorcycle. Watson and his gang threaten him, but Rory jumps on his motorcycle and like drives away.
Sure.
And they're like, "You fucking bitch," you know, like
yeah.
you fucking wussy bitch.
Pussy dude.
And then he turns around and he drives by them again, and he's on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's gonna attack them. How does he attack them, you think?
He uses a bat.
Where does he get the bat from?
That's a great question. He gets it later in the movie at some point. But
I'm like, how do you do that? Like, and this shot was hysterical because it's clearly like a stuntman weakly holding a bat and hoping that he doesn't fall off of the motorcycle. Like, it was
there's
it was
something
goofy
about
shit.
Like, I feel like someone played Road Wage, that game? Where
you're driving
on a bike and you like
that
hit
shit
people
rocked.
And shit. I never played that game. Yeah. But I know that was a very big part of media at the time. Like, people loved hitting people with bikes.
And bats.
Bats on bikes. Yeah. Specifically, yeah.
Did you notice that there were really weird screen transitions in this movie, too?
Yes, there. One was a fucking page
yes,
flip.
That happens in Miami.
There was a page
too.
Flip. I'm like, what in the George Lucas is this?
No, seriously.
They're like, just having fun. They're just pushing buttons.
Again, I think it's like, they know, they're like, haha, it's a funny movie, right? It's a funny movie because of the transitions, right? It's funny. But it's like, no.
What are you doing?
Just because you throw in some goofy transitions and a leprechaun doesn't mean we're going to start laughing at your really bleak movie.
First off, you got to make the leprechaun rhyme. Exactly. That's what you have to do. You have to make me rhyme. If I don't rhyme, then what is the reason to be here?
You haven't rhymed once.
Shut the fuck up, Michael.
I know.
I'll kill you.
I know I'm in trouble because he said Michael. He's like
I
my
used
parents.
Your full Christian name.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll whoop your ass if you stop being so crass.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to keep rhyming.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll have better timing.
All right, that was pretty good.
Not bad, not
that
bad.
That was good.
All
right, you've earned your keep.
You've earned your keep a little bit. You can keep watching Mike jack off in the bathroom a little longer. I mean, you jack off while Mike's pooping.
I'm not jacking off.
Whatever you do in the bathroom.
I go to the bathroom and I jack off. I see the leprechaun. I'm like, I guess I got to keep doing this. Like when you're pissing and you can't stop.
He's your hype man. He's like,
yeah.
Oh, I
keep
going,
Michael.
Keep
going.
Michael,
yeah.
You can do it. Yeah. You can nut. You can nut. Like, you like, cannot, and you're like, wow, fucking discouragement.
It's like those like jack off instruction videos online.
Wait, what?
Apparently, this is a thing where it's like this is apparently a thing where like
Michael's like, I've never looked this up.
I haven't. I've been seeing it on TV. Apparently, they've been referencing I think they're called like
TV.
Yes.
Like you go on MSNBC and you're like, there's fucking you start watching.
No, in like comedies, they're mentioning this stuff. They're joking about this. I don't know what they're called, but it's like. Basically, I think it's supposed to be like people telling you like how to jack off.
Oh. I have Googled jack off instructional video.
No, he Googled jack off instruction video made Marion, and he's getting a lot of great, interesting things.
And you use your tail to wrap around your cock. No. Pornhub, Xvideos, YouPorn. I'm not clicking any of these. RedTube, Xvideos.
We gotta watch one of these for the podcast.
You know what? The rate these fucking movies are going,
honestly,
you might as well just watch jerk off instruction videos. Come to sexy JIO.
JIO, that's what I wait. What's JIO?
JOI.
JOI, that's what they're called.
JOI, jerk off instruction. Beautiful naughty girls talk. Girls give you jerk off instructions and make you come.
What has happened to this podcast?
We're learning. We're teaching.
We're learning a
lot.
I'm sure everyone's learning a lot of stuff right now.
Watch. This is from some site called Tibia.com.
Now watching it on his laptop.
JOI.
Yeah.
Look. Listen. The only JO thing I subscribe to is JOKO. Jack off. Knockout. That's all I'm saying. Go to bed right afterwards. Go to bed right afterwards. That's the only one I subscribe to.
All right.
Watch this JOI. I don't need no instructions. What am I fucking new?
Like that's
I'm 30
what I was
years
thinking.
Old.
Want somebody else telling me what to do?
Michael, that's not what you tell me. I love giving you instructions. What oh boy, I love giving you the instructions.
Pick that four-leaf clover. Rub that Blarney stone. Yeah.
Drink that Lucky Charm cereal milk.
Yeah, that's right. Oh yeah. Get in that pot of gold.
We used to be a podcast.
What happened to us?
No, all listeners have turned it off.
It's because this movie's terrible, so we have to bring something to it. You know,
we're bringing the levity, and you know what? It doesn't work,
it's
but it's
not
okay. It's just like this movie, folks. This is the experience.
This is you wish this movie.
You
was
wish
like
they
this.
Wouldn't bring up the jack off trimming pubes reference. You know,
yeah,
you wish they wouldn't, but here we are.
What if these like jack off shirts that they're like, all right now, fucking like jerk it off. All right now, pay your taxes. It's just like making you a better person. Like take a shower, apply for a better job. Like it's like you watch one of these and then you're like, I'm actually way better off now. And my balls are empty.
Finally, something to instruct me of good things. Yeah. Give me my positive affirmations.
Yeah, that's
video.
What it should be, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Make me a better person.
Who needs a therapist when you've got a porn star telling you how to jerk off?
April O'Neil finally there to help you out with your life experience. This is what men need. Men know, men like $100 for a fucking therapist. Fuck that shit.
No,
go fucking ex hamster, jack off, and like learn a thing or two about yourself and the human condition. You know? Have a good time. Yeah. Why, that's what therapy needs.
That's what therapy needs.
Therapy, you need to come more. You need a cum therapist. Oh my God. We're opening a brand new spot here. Your boys have lost the plot.
We really
Your
have.
Boys have lost.
For the first time, I think the leprechaun is the straight man here.
I am not the straight man, but let me tell you.
That's right.
I think I think I need unsubscribe.
Oh man, I'm sorry. You know what? It.
That's it. Maybe that's it, Mike.
What? This is how we get rid of him.
Make the podcast worse, so the leprechaun leaves.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. Make the podcast worse.
Yeah. That's guys. If you don't like this episode, it's because we're trying to get rid of the leprechaun.
It's not anything else.
It's not for any other reason at all.
I heard that, Mike. I know your tricks. I think I'm stupid, but you can't pull over on me.
That's right.
Because I have a big dick. Your rhymes are getting worse, dude.
Yeah, that's bad, man.
That's a bad one.
You didn't even say dicks.
That didn't even rhyme, dude.
Yeah, try and watch some Jackoff instructionals. Maybe you'll learn how to rhyme better.
What a combo.
Indeed.
What are we doing in this movie? What's this movie about?
So, Jamie asks Lisa on a date, and she is not interested.
He goes home and watch some Jackoff.
Lisa's in a car driving her and her friend Emily, and then Lisa's car breaks down. And they're like, and then the scene was fucking so sad. It was so fucking sad. Just these two women who, like, nothing's ever worked out for them. Now their fucking car is broken. And they're, like, sitting on the side of the road. It, like, felt like something out of, like, Crossroads.
Oh, my God.
They're just, like, looking off into the fucking middle
distance.
Another
great episode.
Yeah.
And they're because of that one.
Yeah, listen to that one. And they're just, like, they're literally, like, when are things going to get better for us? And it was just like, yeah, when? And it's so funny because it's like that's clearly the character saying that, but almost like the actors are like, when are we going to not be in this fucking movie?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Can feel that.
You can feel it.
Also,
you can feel it.
You know things are going to get worse. The leprechaun isn't even part of their lives yet.
Honestly. So they go to a psychic from the beginning of the movie. Emily and Lisa and
I forgot. What did the psychic do with me? Just intro, right?
Just intro. The book.
Just the vibes.
And so she's like, riches will come your way, but you must deny them because they come at a high price.
Well, that's pretty succinct.
It's pretty great.
This fortune teller really does some shit.
It helps. It helps a lot. And also, there's like lightning inside and shit too. It's fucking scary.
I think it's the real deal.
I think so too. It is funny because she walks in and she doesn't know Emily's name, but she knows Lisa's name. And so it's at first you think she's a bad fortune teller, but then you realize maybe she's just like confused or something.
Why would she be confused about names?
I don't know.
Makes Lisa so much easier to figure out than
Lisa's
M?
Lisa's a shorter name than Emily, I guess. I don't know.
But everyone calls her M.
That's true. She calls her another name, and maybe the idea is that Emily is like from a long line of like other people, and maybe she like knew her in a past. Like, I don't fucking know. Who cares? I'm giving this movie way too much credit.
Yeah.
Jamie's smoking weed with his dog.
Yeah! Now we're getting to the movie I wanted.
And he finds a clover in his weed.
Oh, sick.
And he's like, what the fuck is this clover doing here? So he goes to Rory to complain about the shit he sold him. And Rory's like, dude, I don't fucking put clovers in my weed. What the fuck is the matter with you?
Why would you do that?
And I'm like, why was there a clover in his weed? I don't know. The leprechaun's not out or anything.
They're setting it up, bro. They're laying it out.
And then this white guy named Marcos shows up.
Okay.
And Marcos he's like, he thinks he's cool because he's like in the hood buying like drugs.
Relatable character.
And he's buying weed and he's starting to use the N-word.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How do our characters deal with this?
Well, Rory says,
all right, it's Ninja.
Yeah.
My ninja.
Okay. I was so confused why everyone kept saying ninja all the time. Because, like, but it's like, what? Why are they doing this? It was so confusing because they used it, obviously, in places where you would probably call your friend, like, hey, man, what's up, dude? You know, I'm going to use the N-word.
like you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. All the time. Every day. But, like, I was just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
It's just it feels like the time when
I brought this up.
When you would use this
yeah.
as like a you'd be like, I don't want to say the actual word, but I'm gonna imply
But I do want to use the word.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's what that feels like.
That's what it feels
right?
like. But it's like black people call each other black people. It's like you could do that. It's
yeah,
like,
exactly. That's not a problem. We're not policing them, like, you know, like that's not it's a white guy we have to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It was a weird aspect.
So
of the
bizarre.
Movie.
Okay.
I don't know. But that's what happens.
Sure.
They're having a barbecue at the construction site. Jamie, Lisa, and Emily.
Awesome.
And then Rory shows up. And
it was
Emily...
the construction site. It's the construction site for the the view center.
That's right.
So they all ran out of money, so it's just kind of sitting there.
So now it's just sitting there, so they have a barbecue there.
Gotcha.
Rory shows up. Emily's very upset about it. And Rory's even paid for extra stuff. Paid for extra, like, barbecue equipment and, like, food and stuff.
Nice.
And Emily's like, I don't want you. I don't want this stuff that was paid for by your, like, drug money.
Yeah.
And Emily walks away from
them.
She's
selling that shitty weed with the clovers in it.
With the clovers in it. Emily walks over, and she sees a rainbow. And she starts dancing in the rainbow.
Okay.
And it's like, again, I'm like, if this was like a Lifetime movie or like a made for TV,
yeah,
like this would kind of be beautiful. Like,
yeah,
she's like in the middle of a construction site of a youth center that was never built because the money was never found. And then she fucking finds a rainbow in the middle of it and she dances in it.
Yeah.
And it like brings her like a modicum of joy in the middle of her like miserable life.
Oh, she just keeps asking if things will get better.
That's kind of a beautiful idea.
This
like,
is my choice. I decided it.
Oh, yeah.
I brought me rainbow out. And yeah. I was like, what if it was beautiful? If, you know. Everyone just danced in front of it. But they just they thought it would be better.
But then it'd be better if
just
danced. Yeah, if Jamie was a porn or a pothead, a porn head as well. I mean, he might be in a porn. I don't know that.
I don't know
what he does with
J-O-I.
That dog. Yeah. So
Joy videos. Is that what they're called? Joy videos?
I don't know.
You're the expert in it. As far as we go, there's two people in here. Leprechaun, do you know anything about it? It's definitely Joy. I have Joy every time I watch one of those.
Joy. So Rory goes up to Emily. We learn about their beef, about how she loaned him money and she refuses to take the money back because of the drug money. And then she falls in a fucking hole in the middle of the construction site. And she comes across a bunch of abandoned stuff, including the leprechaun's chest full of gold.
Damn.
She pulls it out. And what do you think she does with that gold?
She gives it back immediately. She's like, well, I'll put this back. Mm. No?
She doesn't. But she does immediately go. So she's the one that found it. She probably got hurt falling down that hole, you know?
Yeah.
She's the one that found that thing. And she's like, we're going to split this up evenly.
Nice.
So she is immediately really cool. She's like, this is probably like $1 million in all. We just split this among all of us together. It'll be great. She doesn't take no for an answer.
It's
she's
great
like, I want to
like,
split it up.
When you're facing that much poverty, it's like, might as well share it. You know, all my friends got to do it.
And
at
it's
this
like,
point, like, it, you know... What, $25,000, $2,500 or whatever?
Yeah.
No, $250,000 is like a fuckload of money still.
Yeah.
No, that's still a lot
that's
of money.
Lisa could buy a new car. Like,
It just gives you enough to vault out of there, you know?
Yeah. Jamie's going to be able
life.
To pay off, you know?
Go to college, whatever, you know?
It's going to be great. And this also flies in the face of the whole thing that these movies usually do, which is like, these people are fucking greedy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, these people want the money.
Literally
it's like, no, Emily's like, I'm not taking no for an answer. We are splitting this in between all of us evenly. Even though she was the one that found it. She could have taken it all or could have taken more of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just like, what a great character.
It's weird.
I love her.
Yeah, she's good.
Emily's the best character
in these
movies.
She's the best character of the franchise.
Worst movie of the franchise.
Which is wild.
Yeah, I know.
How do those two things exist?
And it's not even a thing of like she's like a good character. It's like she's also an interesting character, you know? It's not like, oh, she's like perfect. It's like she's also just a really well-developed character.
Just like that, J-O-I, funniest bit in this whole podcast, worst episode in the whole series. Let's be honest. Like, come on. Same thing. We're repeating it.
We'll see.
Art reflects.
We'll see. I don't know. We'll hear what other people say about this episode. So
I'm calling my shot.
Sure you're calling your shot.
I want to unsubscribe, so I think it's quite terrible.
So this money does change their life. Lisa gets a new car. They go. Emily and Lisa go on a spa day and like go shopping.
Nice.
Jamie's able to pay off, his debt to Watson. He also spends a lot of it on weed. Nice. But the leprechaun has returned because
how did he get here,
dude? No fucking idea.
Really? There's no like.
No.
He got him frozen.
I think he just realized that the gold was now being like used.
He couldn't find it, so he was like, "What the fuck?" And he probably showed up, I guess.
So I don't know, but he's returned. There's a house party at Emily's. Jamie shows this guy his, like, bongs. He's, like, showing off his, like, bong collection. And then this girl shows up, and Jamie's like, I'm going to fucking bang this girl. Dude, you can enjoy my bongs, man. And so the guy's, like, enjoying the bongs, like, you know, smoking up. Uh-huh. And then he sees, like, a little piece of gold, uh-huh. You know, and he's, like, coin of gold. He's like, I'm going to take that, too. So he takes a little coin of gold. And then the leprechaun just fucking shows up in the middle of, and so the guy's, like, smoking. And then he looks over and he sees a leprechaun. He's like, shit, this is some crazy shit.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty great. The leprechaun's like, he's like, whoa, what are you doing over there? He's like, smoke it up. And he's like, can I have a hit? He's like, sure. And we get like
this is what I wanted.
Get a minute long scene of Warwick Davis smoking out of a big fucking bong the size of him.
Yeah, this is the shit. And this this is tapping into my fucking how high ass brain. Like, this is what I wanted.
The first thing I thought watching this is like, I'm watching the wrong half of this movie.
Yeah, you are.
You would have enjoyed this.
I would have loved it.
We should probably pull this up at some point later on. I think you'd really get a kick out of this, because it's also funny because Warwick Davis cannot fucking handle this shit.
Oh,
like, he's taking in, like, I don't think he's actually smoking weed.
Yeah.
But like, even if whatever he's smoking, it's very little amount. Like, he cannot take it. But fucking the leprechaun's getting so fucked up. He's like, whoa. It's like, what I compared it to is like, it's like when E.T. gets drunk.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
That's
with,
pretty good.
That's what's going on with Leprechaun. And then Leprechaun realizes that this guy has a coin. And so he stabs him with the bong, killing him.
Oh.
And takes the coin away.
Yeah, should have held that coin.
And then the Leprechaun's going around. He's fucking bumbling around the kitchen. He's literally like.
Did he get into like Lucky Charms or anything and like snack on him?
That was in the first movie.
I know, but I wish he had some munchies or something.
No, he is looking for munchies. He's looking for munchies and he's looking for more weed.
Nice.
And he's just like bumbling around the kitchen, like bonking into like refrigerators and shit. And then Jamie's in there making a sandwich, and then he doesn't see the leprechaun because the leprechaun's so small. So he ends up accidentally closing the refrigerator on the leprechaun. The leprechaun's just in the refrigerator, and he's like looking around. He's like, "Yeah, this is some nice stuff." I will say it's weird. I don't think the leprechaun said very much in this half of the movie.
He's kind of a quiet leprechaun.
I think Warwick didn't want to fucking do anything. I don't blame him.
Yeah, he just kind of shows up, does barely any stunt work, and then leaves.
Yeah. So then the dead guy's found. The cops are called. And they immediately arrest Jamie because they're like, oh, you have all this weed. Mm. You know, you probably fucking killed this guy. Mm. And then they also are really shitty to Rory. And I'm like, damn, this movie's ACAB. This movie is very realistic about, like, you don't fucking call the cops if some shit like this happens, because they're going to fucking turn on your ass.
Exactly.
They're not there to protect you. And so, and they fucking arrest Jamie. And Jamie's, like, getting carted off. And then Lisa, like, kisses Jamie before he's taken away because she's, like, not sure when she's going to see him again. Mm.
Honestly, did not know Lisa and Jamie were like a thing.
They weren't really. Jamie was like lusting after Lisa. Lisa couldn't care less about him, basically.
So Rory felt bad.
Yeah. Rory has a girl who also gets one of his coins and melts it down and like puts it in a tooth. So she got a little gold tooth made out of which is probably comes into play later.
Okay.
Rory is taking business away from Watson. So Watson's like, oh, we got to like crush this dude. He's starting to take more of our like clientele. Emily has to massage this like rude lady on her last day on the job because she's gonna quit because she has all this money now.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to work here anymore.
Dude. Vibes.
Fucking for real. So she's like, it's my fucking last day. I don't have to massage this awful woman. So she's spending most of her time like out of the room. And the leprechaun shows up. The leprechaun is in there and like massages this lady and then kills her. And I'm like, this lady didn't do shit. This lady doesn't have any fucking like gold.
I don't
gold.
Like how the move. I feel like it's only like since Leprechaun 3, the leprechaun's just like, I'm gonna kill anyone. I'm like, I don't know.
In Leprechaun 1, he would kill random people, but like, he would kill them because he wanted to keep the secret of how he's can be like
there are reasons. Taken care like, of. It felt like, weird way to say it, but it felt justified.
Yeah,
you know?
This does not feel justified
at
all.
It's just a random lady in the way. It makes him more like just a random weird creature. And I liked it when he had a code, you know? He had like a thing.
And the man needs a code, you
man
know?
Needs a code.
He just wants to see the world burn, though.
Yeah. He's kind of chaotic.
I don't know how we got this gold.
Massaging strange ladies, I did.
So he kills her. I don't know why. He attacks Emily, but she fights back, shoving a shaver into his eyeball.
Nice.
And this part was great. So all Emily has seen is she was massaging this lady, leaves, comes back, sees a leprechaun murder the lady, dispatches the leprechaun, runs out of the salon, runs up to Rory and goes, a leprechaun is after us for taking his gold, and we need to kill him or like give our gold back. And I'm like, damn, how'd you put that together?
Yeah.
She did. I'm kind of glad that she did, honestly.
You use what leprechaun lore you have in your song.
She's got it.
Obviously, we did something.
And of course, everyone doesn't believe her.
That's fair.
But yeah, so, which is fair, but it's also just funny that she put all that together so quickly. Lisa,
smart.
She's
the best protagonist.
She's the best protagonist. Lisa's alone filling out a college application, and then she hears a noise. She goes to investigate in the kitchen, which is now a mess, and the leprechaun attacks her. She runs into the bathroom. He rips the door open. She sets him on fire, and she uses like a mobile phone to call 911, but then the leprechaun attacks her. And
she fucking dies. She fights a leprechaun in the bathtub and kills her. He stabs her in the stomach and all that.
So sad.
I'm just like, who's this lady? Oh, she's dead.
Yeah, that's true.
They find her, and Emily's super upset. She's like, oh man. Em's like, we gotta return the gold.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, maybe everything will stop.
Nope.
And fucking Rory's like, I spent all the gold, dude. I'm sorry. And then they find a box, and they open it up, and a bunch of more gold.
There's more gold.
So they take the gold out, and then they close the box, and more gold appears. Whoa. And they keep opening up. And so I'm like, how do you return?
Oh, this is the greed of gold that like shouldn't fall into the hands of the bad people.
But like, how are you supposed to give all that back if it just keeps shitting out gold? Like, you got to give all that back?
Yeah, you do.
I think you're kind of fucked.
How do you put the gold back in there if it always opens up full?
You can't. It's full. There's literally no way.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of fucked at this point. And so, yeah.
Plus so much of it's been spent.
Yeah, Roy's been spent all of it. You call him Rory. I call him Roy.
I thought it was Rory. It
might be Rory. I think Rory's more accurate.
Yeah.
Some people might call him Roy as like a fun thing. Anyway.
Maybe they didn't know who this character name was.
Yeah, maybe they didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so more gold pops up, and Roy's like, let's fucking leave. Let's just go to Mexico, take this money. We have a shitload of it. We can just keep producing it. Let's just leave.
Yeah, man.
And Em's like, no, we got to give the gold up. And then Em imagines someone giving her a gold piece, which is very weird. She starts crying when she touches the gold. Em's like, where's Roy? Where's the gold? And Leprechaun like appears, and he's like, she's like, I don't have my gold because Rory left. He just disappeared.
Right.
And like she talks to Jamie, and Jamie's like, I don't fucking know. Like she went inside to be sad.
I like how Jamie got arrested, but now he's just like
out
free.
Yeah. And then Rory left. And then
I guess they could probably like post bail, right?
Yeah. So Leprechaun appears and like starts to fight with Em. She's like, don't you want your gold? And he's like, I don't want my gold. I want revenge. I'm like, what? He says, an eye for an eye.
Hmm.
I don't know what does that mean. What
she knocked an eye out of him. Emily stabbed him in the eye with a shaver.
Okay. So yeah, they go out in the street. He jumps out of like a tree. He teleports to a tree and jumps on her.
Oh my God.
And then he runs into the middle of the street, and then Roy appears on his bike. He comes back and he whacks the Leprechaun with a bat. Signature move.
Oh, there you go.
And then he runs him over. And then she jumps on the back and they run away.
Hmm.
Some other lady is like calling him, is like upset with him. I think it's the lady you were talking about. His like,
oh yeah, I don't know what her name is.
I don't know who
she's. I think she's supposed to be some kind of like, I don't know, like really fancy lady who's like, you know, I don't know. She's got a gold tooth.
She got a gold tooth. Yeah. The leprechaun appears at her place.
She's mean.
Like, she's like, what the fuck? And she pulls out a shotgun.
Damn,
and
dog!
Just fucking blasts him.
Jesus.
And she's like, ah, fuck you. And then he of Hulk appears and
of course
is like, I'm bad. You can't kill me. You have such a nice smile. And then he fucking rips her jaw off and takes
her
jaw off. You don't see it. You just see the jaw taken off. I know. It's not very impressive.
They probably didn't have the money for that.
No. They had enough money for a jaw, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So then Roy, he gets off the bike. Em's like, you're no good. He's like, I'm trying to be good. Give me a chance.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be better with myself. And so they're driving around, but then the police find him. The cops catch him, and they say, like, what's in the box? He's like, nothing, man. My dirty laundry. Let me go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, show me what's in the box. Open the box, and of course, there's a bunch of money. So they're like, what the fuck? So they arrest him, put him in the back of the car.
Damn.
But then the leprechaun shows up and is there to fuck him up.
The cops?
Yeah, they fucks the cops.
Hell
up.
Yeah.
ACAB cops.
That's right.
He says, and he starts beating him up. Talks to the cops. Is like,
how can they arrested Rory just for having like a box full of money? Like,
it's suspicious, dude. How does he have all that money, bro?
Yeah, exactly. Why would he have all that money? Yeah, exactly.
So he talks to the leprechaun's like, give me my gold. And he's like, what the fuck? You're a fucking joke, man. Get out of here, dude.
Not a funny one.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you give him gold from my mom or whatever. And he's like, whatever. And he grabs this leprechaun grabs a baton, stabs the cop with it, and then jumps on the other cop while he's shooting him. And then the other cop like runs, like tries to run away, but the leprechaun like grabs his leg and like swings him around. And then the guy runs off and like hits the car. And he's standing there and you're like, oh, fuck. And you realize the leprechaun ripped his leg off.
Whoa.
And so he's like bouncing, like jumping around. And the cop almost starts to fight him like a Monty Python like type
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a flesh wound.
It's a flesh wound, but yeah. He just falls over and dies. Mm. And then M, badass as she is, goes to the front of the cop car, unlocks it, grabs a shotgun, just fucking unloads on the fucking
Emily
leprechaun.
Is the best character. Yeah.
She fucking just loads
unreal
bullets. Yeah, so they just run away. They get on the bike and they leave it. And I'm like, why don't they give the gold back to him now? Because they have the box.
Let's
just give it back to him.
But he's a fucking greedy motherfucker. They've already spent all this other gold. I don't think he would take it.
That's true.
Yeah.
So Leprechaun then tries to steal the car, but he can't reach the pedal. Cut back to Jamie. He's just smoking weed at the crib. And then Roy comes back, and Jamie's like, you were smoking your own shit. That's the first thing they teach you, ninja. Don't do that. And I'm like, what? Why is he called ninja? Is he like a headband or something? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, he can fight. He's ghost dog.
Ghost dog. So they leave, and right, they're trying to leave with the money, and this dude appears. Watson appears with AK-47.
Holy shit.
And they rob him. And right when they're robbing him with the money, the police shows up.
He's fucking fuzz, dude.
But it's not the police.
Oh.
A foot steps out. It's a cop foot. And then it falls over, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's
shot.
A pretty great.
And then, of course, the leprechaun steps out.
Yeah.
And Watson's like, look at this fucking little guy. And they do this goofy scene where Watson, like, takes a phone call from his lady friend and is like, no, I'm good. And the leprechaun's like, give me back what's mine. And the guy's like, hold on a second. Hold on, girl, I'm okay. We're going to get back to you. You know, I'm going to come home soon. It's all good. And the leprechaun's like, what the fuck?
He's ignoring me.
So then eventually he gets off the phone. He's like, what were you saying? He's like, give me my gold bag. He's like, no, fuck you. And Watson punches him in the face. He keeps punching Leprechaun. Everyone's all his little homies are like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah,
he's beating him up. Leprechaun falls into the garbage, comes back up. Takes
Watson's going to kill the leprechaun.
Watson keeps beating him up, but the leprechaun keeps falling over. Yeah. He keeps getting back up. He doesn't do anything.
He gets knocked down.
He gets knocked up.
But he gets it up again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to keep him down.
No one's going to keep him down. Yeah. In fact, he says, Watson, you hit like a wee lass. And he's like, Watson's getting fucking tired.
He's
tired of punching his leprechaun. And so, you know, leprechaun's like, you're tired. I'm tired. I'm just going to rip your heart out. So he rips his heart out. It's beating.
Whoa.
And all his friends are like, oh, shit. And they just fucking pump him full of holes with his AK-47s.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot him up. And obviously, you know, they're like, we got him. Nothing happens. Of course, he comes back up.
Of course.
And he
can
says,
never kill a leprechaun.
What's up, ninjas?
Oh, my
and then,
God.
I know. And then,
do you think they did this because Warwick Davis refused to say the N-word?
Probably.
Which, honestly, could you, good moral
stance
to take.
I was like,
could
you imagine the leprechaun waking up from getting shot and saying the N-word? Like, can you imagine that?
Imagine,
that's crazy.
Imagine in, like, 2020... You know, all those, like, actors who are like, oh, I hated that I, like, did blackface that one time. Or, like, I hate that I, like, voiced this black character in an animated movie. And, like, Warwick Davis is like, I apologize that in Leprechaun Back to the Hood, I used the N-word. I would have never done it.
But I was paid to do it.
He covered his ass. Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, so he starts killing everyone. Anyway, so, you know, he didn't say it anymore, but he started killing a bunch of black people.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Exactly. It's still pretty bad. Yeah.
So then Leprechaun, you know, he kills all his people, but, the, you know, our main three, our trio,
right.
Get in the car, and they hit him, and they drive off.
Mm.
But the leprechaun, this is actually a pretty good moment, the leprechaun grabs onto the back of the bottom of the car, and it's Watson's car, so it's got hydraulics on it. So they start using the hydraulics to try to squish
him off. To get him off? That's awesome.
And it works. They get him off, and he's like,
this movie's winning me over, Ethan.
And then he gets knocked off, and then he finds Watson's phone for some reason, and who was his lady friend calling.
Yeah.
He picks up, hello, my dear. Oh, yes. How are you? She's like, oh, you sound kind of sexy. He's like, oh, yes, I'm wearing green. There's a whole scene where he's flirting, and she's totally down with him. She's like, oh, fuck this up.
Boy, no, you better not run up no gang. What you look like?
What do I look like?
Uh-huh.
Well, I got red hair and a nice smile.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and I'm a pretty sharp dresser.
Okay.
Yeah.
You work out? You got a good body?
Yeah. I think I got a good body. Yeah.
How tall are you, sweetie?
How tall am I?
Uh-huh.
Well, about 3'6".
3'6"?
Yeah, but I make up for it in other areas, if you know what I mean. Hello?
Oh,
hello?
I like because like he could have this leprechaun has been able to change his voice to like match other people. He could have like
he doesn't use
her.
Any powers in this movie. I feel like yeah. he's doing his signature stuff. The only power he has is not dying.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jamie's upset and is pissed at Roy. They get to kind of like a fight, and M breaks him up. He's like, hey, we gotta stick together. We're gonna die. He's like, all right, whoops, I'll just love you, man.
Aww.
So M's like, we gotta figure out a way to kill it. She's like, oh wait, I know the person, just to ask. So they go to the medium.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude's in there sitting there, and he's like, he's getting his reading, and they're like, all right, gotta get out of here, dude. And he's like, what about my dead wife? And they're like, dude, she'll be dead tomorrow. Come on, come back next time. And so the fortune teller's like, oh, what wrath have you done? What have I done you? Why would I help you guys? You've caused so much trouble. You're gonna have wrath upon you.
Yeah.
And Roy's like, here's much money. And she's like, all right. So they talk about like the leprechauns protect the king's fortune. The Les Gregan is what they're called, I guess.
Sure.
When the king died, they're all whisked way back in the earth except for one. He became evil. Gold is his weakness and four with clovers. And I'm like, where about that wrought iron? Where's the wrought iron? So he's like, oh shit, we have clovers. They're in the weed. So they start taking out the clovers or the weed. I guess they're all four leaf clovers. I don't know why.
There you go.
So what I believe Roy does is he starts chopping up the clovers and putting them in his gun in the hollow tip bullets.
Whoa.
And putting wax on them to like seal them in there. I'm like, yeah. This is all right. This is kind of clever.
That's really cool.
He makes a bunch of them.
Damn.
He holds his gun up with them. Now,
this feels like an underworld thing, you know?
It totally does feel like an underworld
like
thing.
Like making light bullets.
So Jamie's like, dude, why'd you get a gat, dude? Those things jam all the time.
Oh, I wonder what's going to happen.
So he has the gun and he gives Jamie a bat. And Jamie's like, what the fuck am I going to do with the bat? He's like, you'll make it work. And I'm like, damn, because Roy is so good with it.
Swing away, Meryl.
Swing away, Jamie. Swing away. And Jamie's also like dumb and just like, so like, we're going to shut, like, we got to just survive till dawn and the leprechaun dies. He's like, what, do you think you're fucking vampires? He's like, I don't fucking know. Joke is he's dumb.
Right.
So then M and Roy like are gonna smooch.
Yeah.
But then the leprechaun appears.
No!
And he shoots the leprechaun. And this weird gold like kind of like balls like fly out of him. Like,
gold balls?
They're like gold little round balls.
Okay.
Not my greatest effect. And he's like, I'm about to kill him. He's like, no. I'll never harm you again. You can keep your gold. Just don't kill me. Obviously, it's working.
Feels like a lie.
It also feels like a lie. Yeah. But the gun jams.
Of course.
So he can't kill him. And, why did I write this? Jamie bought a new CA, some bud, and I smoked that shit, and it was good, motherfucker. Who smoked the shit? Was it leprechaun.
Oh, this is from last year. You see, this is...
Oh, yeah, this is my last year's notes. Yeah. I have no idea why I wrote this. Anyway.
You were just writing your thoughts on this situation.
I was like, man, he smoked that shit.
I would.
Anyway, it was some good shit.
Okay, so good to know.
The fortune teller's here, appears as like, I'll deal with the leprechaun.
Yeah.
And she summons fucking lightning balls.
Lightning balls?
Full power, magic powers, and like tries to trap the leprechaun.
She went Super Saiyan,
locks the leprechaun up. She locks him up with the magic, but then he suddenly gets glowing red eyes, and I guess she dies. Off screen.
What a shame.
I know. So Roy and M try to escape on a ladder outside the roof. I feel like they're in the construction area with the youth center that you were talking
about. That would make sense, yeah. That seems to be like in the middle of town. So.
And the leprechaun tries to chase him, but they kick him off the ladder. He still falls on the roof, and he finds M, almost kills him, but then Roy just starts beating the shit out of him until his brain falls out with a pipe.
Whoa!
And I was like, oh shit, wrought iron, are we coming back? It's like,
no.
It doesn't kill him, he just comes back.
Yeah.
And Leprechaun...
I love how we're on the lookout for continuity.
I want some continuity in this movie, but it's not there.
It's not
going
to happen.
Leprechaun is about to kill him, but M throws the gold into the cement downstairs.
Oh, are they going to seal him up in cement?
She runs off. That's what I'm thinking. So she escapes in this elevator, and the leprechaun, it sounds like someone shoots him, so it sounds like maybe Roy got bolts back and is going to shoot him, but guess not. He jumps into the elevator. Mm-hmm. M electrocutes him, which temporarily weakens him.
Right.
And then they end up in like this furnace area, and he's like, don't you tell me what's right and wrong. Your kind is weak, and you're always given to selfish yearnings. And I'm like, you're kind. You mean humans, right?
You have
you
to
mean
humans,
humans,
yeah.
Right? like, come
what
on.
Do you mean your
what
kind?
What do you mean your kind? I thought it might be just
Warwick.
It might be just you humans.
I hope so.
I mean, he's a different species. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know.
But
it reads a little weird.
Yeah, that reads poorly.
Anyway, Em's like, fuck you guys. And she dumps the entire box of gold into this big furnace.
Mm-hmm.
And Leprechaun
destroying
like,
the gold.
Destroying the gold. And Lep is like, oh, shit. And he goes in there and tries to get in the fire. And she locks him in the fire. And he melts to death in the furnace.
Oh, so they aren't.
And honestly, the way she walks away reminds me of like Angela Bassett in the burning car scene and Waiting to Exhale. Like she's walking away.
Oh, man.
Like badass as shit.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy. I'm taking care of my life.
Yeah, taking it all back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She arrives back at the rooftop and he's like, what? Did you kill him with clovers? Roy says. And of course, a rainbow appears and he appears back on the roof.
No!
He's like, oh, it's a bit of heat. It's a bit crazy. And then I'm like, when's this movie gonna end? He pushes M off the building.
No, not M.
And she's like holding on with her fingers. And he's like, oh, you're holding on to all me riches. I'm gonna get you. And then Roy finally unjams his gun, shoots the shit out of him. So much so that those weird glowing orbs pop out. And he brings M back onto the actual like rooftop. And then fucking shoots Leprechaun more. And it doesn't quite kill him. He's out of clovers. But then Emily whacks him out and falls off the edge of the roof into the cement where he just seems kind of wet and sad.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't want to be wet.
And he just kind of falls back and I guess that's it.
I guess that's the end of the Leprechaun.
That kills him. This wet-ass cement.
This is the worst Leprechaun death.
It is because like the cement is wet.
Yeah.
Why it's been wet for so long? Why is it suddenly going to dry enough to keep the leprechaun?
Yeah,
this leprechaun who's gone through got literally burned in a furnace.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like the cement's too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, Em and Roy run around on a motorcycle. They're happy. Everyone lives and they're just chilling. Jamie's also alive, by the way. It seems like they're playing basketball.
The only one who died was Liz.
It seems like
Lisa.
It seems like the youth center got put together fully.
Well, they found the gold.
They found the gold.
Yeah,
and then shows a book. That just says, that's it, and it closes the book.
The end.
The end of the movie.
Aww.
What a wet fart of an ending.
Wet cement of
because
an ending.
Because it was kind of like, you're right, like the first half of this, I was like,
I think I was doing
here.
I think I was doing a good job of selling it. I don't think it was a well-made movie. But
no.
I do think...
Well, I'm saying even in my first half.
Oh,
like, there's some stuff. They're doing stuff here.
Yeah.
And then there's like, I don't know, fucking bullshit leprechaun running around. Like, none of that interesting stuff you were talking about at the beginning.
Yeah.
Where it was like, is anything good ever going to happen for us? Like,
yeah.
They never reflect on that.
Do we deserve, like, good things to happen?
Yeah.
Like,
they never reflect on any of that ever again, you know?
Yeah.
And anything. Mike, can you give me some scissors? Give me some scissors.
Yeah, sure.
Just give me some scissors, dude. Okay. I gotta set up some. I gotta do a little glue, a clip in here.
There's some scissors.
But yeah, this is a pretty, you know, it's not a terror. No, it's a terrible movie.
It's a bad movie.
It's weird because in some ways there's some good aspects to it.
Like, but I like the way that it's like, I like the acting. The acting is good. For pretty much everyone but Warwick Davis. I think Warwick Davis
kind of wild. He's just
really like he you know,
he's like, look, I'm popular enough.
Yeah.
I could go to other things and make a living.
This does feel, and as we've heard from others, it does feel like it was a situation where, like, this must have been a contractual obligation or something. But yeah, this feels, it's kind of crazy because the first movie is so obsessed with being funny.
Yes.
Whereas this movie is like, it wasn't
like the opposite.
No, it wasn't funny, but it was like kind of like meaningful and like sad and like tragic, which is kind of a beautiful thing for a movie to be. But then the leprechaun shows up and it's like, oh, what's going on here?
They try being funny again.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It doesn't really work because they're just like not committed to the bit enough.
They're also just not funny. Like they've hired good actors.
Exactly.
But,
so I've cut this little hole here. According to this instruction,
yes,
leprechaun is, by the way, in the bathroom trying to wait for you to come in.
So he wants for me to go in there and jerk off, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. So,
that's his thing now.
So to build your leprechaun trap, have an adult help cut along the dotted line.
Well,
I consider myself an adult.
Okay.
Whether you do or not.
That's right. I was here to observe.
Gently fold open the door.
Which he's done.
Place a pile of Lucky Charms inside the door to lure luckier away. So this isn't for leprechauns. This is for Lucky specifically.
Right.
The mascot of Lucky Charms. Now, we don't give a fuck about Lucky.
He can
live his life.
I like Lucky.
Lucky's all right.
Lucky's good.
This will be just for...
We got to put something in there that he would care about, right?
What would he care about?
I got something.
Oh, you gonna print off a jack off instruction video?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's
gonna
do it. Print that out.
Here we go. I got something for him. Let's see.
Okay, what are you pulling up on your phone? You got another idea, I think.
I got something.
Oh, Pumpkin, get away. You don't want...
No, you don't want any of this.
You don't want none of this shit, Pumpkin.
You don't want any of this.
This is the Charmin Inn. Charmed to serve you since 1964. My Lucky Charms box
is here.
Ready to go. Build your leprechaun trap. Find all 5 traps. There's more traps on here?
There's more traps?
That's what it says.
That's good to know.
We heart leprechauns. Free balloon rides if you have pointed shoes. Oh, man. This is going to get him.
Oh, man.
What are
you
guys doing over here?
Nothing.
What are you guys doing? Did I say, you finished your podcast? I kind of got bored at the end.
I understand.
I said, I did not like the end of this.
Yeah.
At all. I did not like the end of what this would be.
Yeah.
What is that in there? Oh. Michael. Are you telling me there's a Charmed Inn with Rule 34 leprechaun in there?
Yeah, and it's Lucky the leprechaun with a condom on, and he says, "Feeling lucky."
I am feeling lucky. Let me go into this box here.
Yeah, just step
Let
in
go
there.
Into this box. Shut it. Okay. Oh my God, he's so strong. He's so strong.
It's amazing.
Oh
it's
God.
Crazy because this is a admittedly small box.
This is
much smaller than Warwick Davis.
This is not a family. Mike, this isn't Warwick Davis. Warwick Davis is an
this
actor.
Is, this no,
is
no, yeah.
Leprechaun.
He's still in the box.
Wow, that condom is not fitting onto that leprechaun. You pulled your phone out of there to keep the leprechaun.
I want to make sure he doesn't have my phone so he can't call for help.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so he's in the Lucky Charms
box.
Oh,
he's trying to get out.
He's trying to get out.
I got you. I got you, you motherfucker. What do we do with him now, though?
I mean, you have to keep him here.
I'm going to keep him in the box.
You got to keep him in the box. What the fuck else are you going to...
I thought we were going to throw it in the trash or put it down in the garbage disposal or something.
I mean, just put it in one of your storage containers or something.
I got it. You know what? Okay. This is perfect. There is a construction site near me with a bunch of wet cement.
Oh, perfect.
Just sitting there.
We found out that will work.
This is perfect. I'll just toss them in the wet cement. And also, there's a bunch of wrought iron stuff there as well.
So impale the box on that.
Exactly.
And then put it in
the wet cement and then cover it in clovers.
All our bases.
Done.
I'm going to get you.
Okay.
Listen, I've got head images for days. I could work with it. I don't even know.
Oh, it's a little pervert. We should probably close the podcast before he continues to scream.
We should probably get us out of here. Listen,
okay.
So back to the hood.
Not a good movie.
No. What do you think? Should we continue? We got one more movie left.
Do you want to continue?
Fuck no.
Let's do it.
You want to continue?
No, I don't.
Oh, God.
But
I was so scared.
No, I don't want to continue, but we are going to continue.
No, Michael, how could you do this to me?
Hey, give me $20 and we won't keep going.
The leprechaun's not even here anymore.
Give me $20.
We put him in a box.
Give me $20, bitch, or are you going to keep going?
You know I can't.
I know I can't.
You know I can't. We're going to keep watching.
We're going to watch the jump.
I would be the one.
No.
No. I was so sure.
No. We're
I was
watching
so
the
sure.
Last
Michael,
one.
What has come over you? We want to watch the movie.
I'm the leprechaun now,
no,
baby.
The leprechaun.
He bit me, bitch.
No.
I turned into a leprechaun.
He's taking it. I
drank out of that whiskey bottle he came in. Now I'm turning into a leprechaun.
I'm crying. I can't do this.
If you want to listen to all the previous Leprechaun episodes, find them on any podcasting app.
You
fucker. You can also email us at emailtheleprechaunpodcast.com.
Find
us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
That's
right. I turned heel, baby, just like the WWE.
Have the leprechaun to help us.
No, yeah, no. Leprechaun's gone now.
No.
Good night, everybody.